Vote will take place on Tuesday, with the Prime Minister under increasing pressure from backbenchers to get the legislation approved. Former Conservative adviser Claire Purcell says she'd tell the PM to ditch the policy.
It is unworkable, it is expensive, and it's one of these things that seems to be the pinnacle of Rishi Sunak's career. He believes it's going to save the party, save the election, save the country, when all it's doing is absolutely destroying everything around him.
A mother's been charged with manslaughter after a house fire killed her four children in Sutton in South London in 2021. Davika Rose, aged 29, will face Croydon magistrates tomorrow. A report's warning the UK is in danger of slipping back into a social divide not seen since the Victorian era. The research by the Centre for Social Justice says COVID-19 lockdowns are partly to blame for the widening gap between the rich and the poor. Our correspondent Molly Malone says it paints a bleak picture.
It compared the kind of haves and have-nots in society. So when it comes to things like housing, access to healthcare, schools and wages and stagnant wages, it said that disadvantaged people are no better off now than they were 15 years ago.
Residents in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza say Israeli tanks have now reached the centre of the city. It follows heavy bombardment throughout the night. Israel's army has urged civilians there to leave. McDonald's has said sorry after a security guard was filmed mopping a pavement and soaking a homeless man's sleeping bag. It happened outside one of the chain's restaurants in London. And in sport, Matt O'Reilly's first half goal has given Celtic a 1-0 lead at Kilmarnock. A win for them would take them 8 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. This afternoon's Premier League action begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
Thanks, Matt. What was the Premiership games today? You didn't say, did he? It is Fulham, West Ham at 2 o'clock, and Luton, Man City are also live as well. And the late game, Spurs, Newcastle at 4:30.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Wet weather is meant to stay for the rest of the afternoon. Encroaching wet and windy weather that will spread eastwards into the afternoon. Some of this rain will be heavy, as you probably noticed, perhaps clearing to bright but blustery conditions later on. Temperatures hovering around 13 degrees Celsius, which is average for this time of the year. Tonight, it's looking like this. Clear spells and isolated showers giving way to a swathe of strong winds and rain. The rain turning heavy for a time in the north. Generally drier towards dawn. Temperatures dropping down to lows of 5 degrees Celsius. Rather chilly tonight. Your new week for Monday is looking like this. Strong winds again on Monday, but easing during the morning to leave a mainly fine day with lengthy sunny periods. Temperatures are on the mild side, going up to 11 degrees Celsius. Your highs, there you go. Outlook for Monday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm sure that weather's changed. Last time I looked at that, it said it's going to be this kind of a similar day tomorrow than it is today. And then the next time you open it up, it's completely changed. A little bit like the apps, when you get your apps and you look at it and you think, oh, what's the weather going to be like? And you look at it, it's going to be, oh, it's going to be raining in a couple of hours. And then it's sunshine. So you look at your app again and the app's changed and it says sunshine. It's like obvious weather app. It's like, just look out the window, and that's the same thing. That's what it's kind of like, isn't it? Very, very unpredictable at the moment, the weather outside. So if you are heading out, make sure you take all your umbrella, your gloves, your skis. You never know what's going to throw at you, do you? Your ice skates, your snow boots, and a T-shirt in case the sun comes out. Right, so let's get to some music.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, I'm Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98.
It's the latest offering from Tiesto with Tears of Fears and Nico Sway and Goodfella. It's called Rule the World.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Kev texted me earlier on to let me know that the panto they're doing next week live on the radio is Snow White, as I told you earlier on. And I thought, oh, yeah, because they're going to be doing it live. So, as I said earlier, if you're around next week, tune in. It's going to be really good because they're literally got their sheets. They won't have time to rehearse. Straight on it, Snow White from 3 o'clock, your Christmas panto here on Phoenix FM. And he must have carried on listening because, you know, I was talking about going to the open mic on Monday and things to do, etc., during the events guide. He was listening. So I said I could sneak in dressed up. Sing a song and try and get it played on his show. That was going to be my mission. And I thought by then he was travelling in his car on his way home. I thought he'd be home and well off by then. He's not listening, but he obviously was. So it's going to have to be a good disguise, isn't it? Elvis isn't going to cut it, I don't think. I'm going to have to think outside the box and try and catch him out over the coming weeks. He's probably listening again. He'll probably be looking out for me. But that is my secret mission. Do you know they get them in the jungle? Have that little secret mission that only I know about and all you lot. So don't say anything if you see him. You know what I mean? I know what you're like. So that's my mission. And once I've completed it, I will then let you know. And you can listen in to his shows. And or you could just get involved with his show and ask him to play it. You know what I mean? Put him under the pressure. And And it's getting near Christmas, so I could sing a Christmas song as well, and that would be rather apt, wouldn't it? I'm looking forward to planning something anyway. Still to come, we'll be looking at the charts in the next 10 minutes, see what happened on the charts last week. Also be looking at what singles are out this week. Not that many, because we're on the run-up to Christmas now, so most of the tracks are going to be Christmas-based, as same with the albums, but although there are some albums out, we'll be looking at those as well. Right, let's have a look at Dua Lipa's latest track. This is called Houdini. Dropped out the top 10 this week as well. Houdini. We've got a Christmas A list and a Christmas B list. The Christmas A list basically is loads of tracks that you expect to hear at Christmas. You know, Slade and Wham and Mariah Carey, etc., etc. And the B Christmas ones are ones that you don't hear. And there's loads as well. I've got Diana Ross, Destiny's Child. We've got things like Danny Warhol's. Some of them I don't even know. Perhaps we should Ebenezer Sledge, Utterly Brilliant Christmas. I mean, what is he? Let's have a little listen to that.
Happy Christmas, Bob. Happy Christmas, Phoenix.
Simply. Got that one there. We got 11 and Chris Corny, Ava Max. And that. That's that one. That's that one. Yeah, I don't like that one. Florence Machine, Frank Sinatra, Goodies, Father Christmas. Oh, yeah, that was a bit dodgy, that one, wasn't it? What else we got? Griff Riss, Postacopolis Christmas. He had a couple as well, Griff Riss. Slash Wrist This Christmas, Slashed Wrist. That sounds good. Let's have a quick listen to that. Starts Christmassy, doesn't it? Good karaoke version. No words in it.
slash dreams.
Oh, we've done.
This Christmas. Bloodstream's done.
Yeah, there's some good ones. Perhaps next week we will. I'll go through them and I'll put. We'll have a top three favourite unusual Christmas tracks. How about that? I'll give us something to look forward to next week, and it will lead us straight in to Kev because he'll be back on the radio with the rest of the Phoenix crew for the Panto, which will be live from 3 o'clock next week. I'm looking to catching a little bit of it before I do my gig next week, but I'm sure it will be on demand anyway. Be able to head over to the Phoenix FM website, which, if you don't know, is phoenixfm.com. Right, let's get some Jonas Brothers up. Take us to the ads. This is with Bailey Zimmerman, and it's called Strong Enough.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night.
Something from Jess Glynn, a friend of mine, and this is Miracle of Love from Antonia.
Miracle of love comes your way.
Antonia, Miracle of Love. She should have some brand new music out next year. Look forward to that. Wham returned to number one for the fourth time with Last Christmas. Christmas has come early to the charts. Long may it continue for the rest of the month. Plus Pogues, Fan Morning, Shane McGowan bring Fairytale of New York back into the top five. Let's have a look at the charts.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Should we do it with some Christmassy music? Here we go. Ah, there you go. Yeah, Wham make a spectacular return to the number one in the UK with their timeless classic Last Christmas. Jumping four places on the official chart summit, Last Christmas celebrates a fourth non-consecutive week at number one today, charging ahead with over 53,000 chart sales. Originally released back in 1984, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley's festive ballad sets a UK chart record back not 2021 for the longest time taken for a song to reach number one, 36 years after its initial release. Although, I think that record was broken last year by Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, which reached number one for a second time in 2022 and for a third at the very beginning of this year. Today marks the first time Last Christmas has reached number one twice in the same calendar year, having been number one at the start of the year, early January. Now it puts a song, it's a song to beat for most important number one of the year. The race begins, as I said, next week with Wham's perennial Christmas rival Mariah Carey also up today with a festive Queen jumping up four spots to number two with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Seeing up an intense chart battle between the two in weeks to come. And following the sad news of Shane McGowan's death last week, fans of the Pogues have sent the band's hit Fairytale of New York with Kirsty McCall flying back in the top five, up 14 places from last week to number four in the charts. The track originally peaked at number two upon its release back in 1987, now only missing out on Christmas number one spots to the Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind. But could it be a contender this year? And they did play it live in the church at the funeral. I watched a bit of it on TV. More than half of the top 10 is made up of Christmas songs today, including Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at 6, Ed Sheeran and Elton John, former chart topper Merry Christmas at 7, which was recently named as one of the biggest Christmas songs of the 21st century. And they're joined by Michael Bublé, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas at 8, and Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock at 9, which is coming up next. Also, Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas Everybody, which is at 10. Further down, there's a stack of Christmas songs invading the singles charts from Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me, reaching a peak at number 11. Sam Ryder's 2023 original Your Christmas to Me at 12. And The Most Wonderful Time of the Year at 15. Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas at 16. And Dean Martin's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow at 17. So, charts are looking like this. At 10, I've swallowed myself. At 10, Merry Christmas, everybody. Shakin' Stevens. And at 9, Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock.
And prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Jingle horse, pick up your feet. Go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up,
Jingle Bell Rock. Can you believe that first came out way back in 1957? So still going strong. Jingle Bell Rock, number 9 this week in the charts. The rest of the charts looking like this.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
At number 8, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for Michael Bublé. And at 7, up this week, Merry Christmas, Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Make it the best Christmas ever on Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM. Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
Sharan, Edelton John, Merry Christmas, number 7 in the UK charts this week. Right, let's have a look what's going on the roads and traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Not much change since we last spoke. I'm still busy in Brentwood, heading towards the High Street. Traffic coping well, normal for this time of the day with people heading out and about. As you're coming from Ingrave Road to Wilson's Corner, a little bit congested there, but is moving. As you come down the Ongar Road, there is some traffic lights further down the Ongar Road, which is causing a bit of a tailback on the way back from Herongate to... right up to the Wilson's Corner, basically. So as you come towards Doddinghurst Road, that's clear, Doddinghurst Road. But as you come towards the turning for Doddingham Road, it's lining up. So as you go past Doddingham Road and continue on to Keldon Hatch, very busy around that area. Add extra time if you're heading that way. The rest of Bremen not looking too bad. Billericay's not reporting any problems at the moment. That's moving well. Junction 28 on the M25. The slip road on the A1023, busy and going on to the M25. Also, you've got one lane closed on the other entry ramp due to long-term construction on the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. It's down to one lane affecting traffic back on to the roundabout. So a little bit congested as you head on to the A12 or Junction 28, the M25. Romford is busy at the moment, moving. Lots of people heading towards the shopping area at Romford. Gallows Corner, extremely busy, but it is moving. The rest of the M25, Junction 29, looking clear at the moment. And Junction 30, more importantly, if you're going towards Lakeside, that's looking okay. Although, is busy around the shopping areas. Watch out for that. Also, the back roads looking clear as well if you're coming through West Horndon and Allsitts. Not looking too bad. The bridge and tunnels, the bridge is looking okay. But coming back, it's a little bit busy on the M25. And that is due to delays increasing at the moment between anti-clockwise between Junction 3, which is the M20, and Junction 1, Swanley Interchange. And Junction 2, A2 Darnath Interchange. Average speed there, 20 miles an hour. Long queue as you come towards the tunnel to head back over to Essex. So watch out for that. It'll affect you coming back if you've been to Bluewater. Once you're back over this side, AE13 heading towards Southend-on-Sea and the A127. Both roads into Southend are looking okay. A lot clearer than they was earlier. Central Southend is busy, but it is moving now. It's chock-a-block earlier on as people head towards the shopping area. Southend-on-Sea Seafront is looking okay if you're heading that way. M25, Junction 27, M11. There's problems at the moment there. Delays 3 minutes at the moment, but they're easing a little bit there. Out. That's at Junction 7, A414, Keynes Lane, Harlow, and Junction 6 of the M25. Average speed, 20 miles an hour as you come off there. That may affect you if you're in a bit of a rush to get to London Stansted Airport. So don't forget, add extra time if you are heading up that way. A120, not looking too bad at the moment. A414, not reported any problems, but you will join. If you do, you will join into the current traffic. This is on the M11, so watch out for that. A12, Chelmsford bound is looking okay at the moment. You've still got the speed restrictions between Junction 13 and Junction 16. Watch out for that. There's also nighttime closures there and a contraflow being in use after 6 o'clock. Once you clear that, it's fairly clear, although going around Colchester at the moment, looking very busy, but then clear again if you're heading towards Ipswich. Back into London, A406 is busy, but it's moving, and the rest of the M25, apart from Waltham Abbey, where it's a little bit tricky and at the moment heavy traffic, is looking okay. The up to date at 98, time is 13:40. There you go. So much traffic, you actually run out of jingle halfway through. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Let's get back to those charts.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
So at number 7, we had Merry Christmas, Ed Sheeran and Elton John. And at number 6, Brenda Lee, who is rocking around the Christmas tree.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do
Brenda Lee, rocking around that Christmas tree. What an achievement. And I've got to tell you as well, that's currently the Billboard number one over in the States as well. So she's doing really well. 78, Brenda Lee, a little bit of fact for you. Born Brenda Tarpley, changed her name for stage to Brenda Lee. Had a first number one, Billboard number one, in 1957, which was the same year that we played the last song, Jingle Bell Rock, came out in 1957 by Bobby Helms, currently number nine. And then she had that hit in 1958, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Still going strong today in the charts. Wonder where it'll be next week. Currently number six in the UK charts, number one in the charts in the States on the Billboard charts. Right, moving on. Let's have a look at the top five.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Down one for Stick Season from Noah Kahan, and at four, up to 10 places from 14 last week, is the Pogues, Kirsty MacColl, Fairytale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then I sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Up a whopping 10 places in the charts this week. Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl following the death of Shane McGowan, who was laid to rest yesterday. Pogues sung this track live in the church or the cathedral. I'm tipping this to be number one for Christmas. Will be a fantastic achievement. Never been number one, this track either. Got close a couple of times. Rest of charts looking like this. Top three are as follows.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
And I'll tell you that straight after these.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Nealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Number three this week, down from last week's number one, Love It On Me, Jack Harlow.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't mind no, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me.
That's right,
whip your loving on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no, you can't tie me down, but you can whip your loving on me, baby, whip your loving on me.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't mind no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y, he's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, pick everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance. I see you. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't mind no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me.
That's right,
whip your loving on me.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Last week's number six, up to number two this week. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present.
Number two, Mariah Carey. Which means one thing, brand new number one.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
Number one this week, Wham, Last Christmas. that's me done. I shall see you back here, same time, same place, for your Sunday lunch next week from 12. Don't forget the Phoenix Panto next week at 3 o'clock on the Sunday. Have a great weekend, whatever you may be up to. But for me, goodbye. Don't forget John Chubb up next from 2 to 4 o'clock. A man undercover puts it on.